The Service to America medals honor federal employees who go above and beyond their job descriptions to serve the public. For the next few months, Federal News Radio is speaking to the finalists. Our next guest is being honored for helping the public and policymakers know their internet, cable, and TV options. As a geographic information officer with the Federal Communications Commission, Mike Byrne mapped out broadband availability across America, sometimes block by block. And he joins us now. Mike, great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here this morning.
So, Mike, first of all, explain the job of a geographic information officer. What do you do what did you do at the FCC?
Yeah, well, it was a great honor. My background is as a geographer, and there was this interesting need to help coordinate geospatial data or data about geography across the agency. FCC has all kinds of different interests, whether it's spectrum allocation or wireline service or wireless service or understanding engineering and service can be impacted across the area. So we needed to really take geography to a new level at the agency, integrate data, and be able to make maps to show where places could be influenced by either new policy decisions or old policy decisions or how the public was affected. So it was begun really as a coordination role, and in particular, I was hired there to help implement the National Broadband Map, which was really a statutory effort of the National Telecommunications Information Administration, a sister agency. And they had the goal of actually implementing the National Broadband Map, a huge program, and we were along for the ride. We helped them implement the technology behind it, but that helped spur on a whole bunch of other things that we were able to do, in particular making maps of broadband service and of new policy directions that the FCC was taking around the Universal Service Fund called Connect to America. So it was a great role that I was able to serve.
Well, tell us what the broadband map actually is and how the information came in to create it.
Yeah, it's really a fantastic program, and NTIA did a wonderful, wonderful job implementing it. The National Broadband Map was statutory under the Broadband Data Improvement Act, and it was helped funded by the American Reinvestment Recovery Act. And the way NTIA implemented it was to provide grants to states to collect broadband data, that is data at every U.S. census block for who provided service there, which carriers, whether it was, you know, any of the big carriers or a small rural carrier or what have you, along multiple technology lines. It could have been they provide broadband by cable or over the phone or through a whole bunch of other means like fiber. Each of those states sent that data in to us at the FCC, and the FCC's role was to assemble all that data, and the volume of this was, you know, about 25 million rows of geography data about broadband every 6 months. And we worked out a fairly complicated set of routines to import all of that information, assemble the national map, assess it for all kinds of different variations, and then publish the map. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, in all that process, I'm just wondering, A, how long it took you, and
yeah.
B, what were some of the challenges? I mean, what kept you up at night?
I will say that none of the team really slept more than about 4 or 5 hours a night for about 9 months. It was really a very challenging project, but really the thing that kept me up was making sure that the data was exactly what was given to us. We didn't want to lose any data in a large data project like this. We wanted to make sure that there was complete accountability and the right data was published. We wanted to make sure that the public had access to 100% of whatever was really collected. And I think we did a really good job of that. That was probably the most challenging thing. The data integration, making sure that all of the components that we developed actually worked, because there's a whole bunch of integration we had to do with census data and with the providers themselves, finding URLs for the providers and making sure people could go between our site and a provider site to make sure that they could test to see what was there. So it was really hard. The thing that I think kept us up the most was we had a statutory deadline. We had to publish the data by a particular date, the first version of the map. And for a long time, that was our mantra. We just, every meeting notes that we had at the top of the meeting just had the date to be published. And, you know, we just kept going and said nothing's going to stop us from making sure that date's the one that's published on.
Michael Byrne is a former Geographic Information Officer at the Federal Communications Commission and a finalist in this year's SAMMY's Awards. I guess if you can do all this on 4 to 5 hours sleep, you might have a future in morning radio after you leave the government. But my question is, don't people know what is available in a given area? And what did this contribute to the information base, and how could the average person use it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really two things. We allowed the opportunity for someone to search by any address. So you could come in and search by where you live today, or you could search by a place where you are interested in going, and you could see that this was the full list of broadband providers that provided service there, and they provide service there at multiple tiers, right? So it's not just that I have, you know, Mike's Cable or some, you know, brand of a service from some provider, but they might provide it at different kinds of tiers of service, and they might provide it at different kinds of speeds. Also, I may want to keep that same service if I'm going to a different location. So, you know, if I'm moving, if I'm detailed in federal service or something like that, or moving generally, that gives me the opportunity to go, look, I'm going to be over there, and I want the same service provider. I'm not sure if they're offered there. And then from a policy perspective, we really need to know at the FCC all kinds of very interesting questions about who has what kinds of service where, and in particular, what's the minimum threshold of service that we want the country to be at to really advance, innovation across the landscape. So, is there a predominant amount of rural America that lacks service to at least 3 megabits down or one up? And if so, which ones are the highest priorities that we should invest in for new programs that allow spurring innovation to get broadband to those customers? So we took derivatives of the National Broadband Map and really made new product that allowed policymakers at the FCC to investigate where the best options were. And then those derivatives became new public assets to say, when we're developing a new program, new policy directive like the Connect America Fund, we could show the benefits of those maps to people very quickly.
So we understand that now you are with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Are you doing something similar there?
Yeah, I have a great opportunity to translate some of the same skills at FCC to CFPB. And in particular, I'm going to be working on Home Mortgage Disclosure Act data, the opportunity to make sense of, you know, mortgage transactions, and hopefully we'll make some beautiful maps of that work too.
Sounds like you're going to get about 3 hours of sleep every night if you're trying to figure out mortgages.
It'll be a neat landscape. I think there's very interesting structure there, and again, it's one of those opportunities to make transparent to the public a certain landscape that perhaps has not been transparent before.
Well, and it raises the possibility that there are a host of complicated industries or consumer services that are just waiting for this type of holistic mapping.
Yeah, we really think so. And again, you know, I think one of the things that we did at FCC that was really beneficial is we took a new spin on some of the opportunities for technology today, in particular employing open source technologies that would allow us to make maps very, very quickly. We put a, you know, after the broadband map was released, we put an a threshold that said, can we make a map that would be internet deployed inside 4 hours? And that would give us the opportunity to kind of work with the policy teams and others inside the agency who said, here's a new issue today. What's our turnaround time to investigating what that looks like? And in doing so, that meant that we could be very nimble in trying to figure out how a new issue would affect both the policy team or even the public and turn out, again, new product and shine a light on something that's never been really understood before.
Until recently, Mike Byrne was a geographic information officer at the Federal Communications Commission. He's now with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And Mike, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.